Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Membeis, Yuma 42a, pagination page 83. We're going to address the question, on Yom Kippur, if the Shechita of the Karbanos has to be done by the Kohen Gadol or not. So let's begin from about 11 lines from the top at the end of a line, Omar. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak said, Shtei Shchitos Shamati, I heard a statement differentiating between two types of Shchita, two applications of Shchita. Achas Shal Para, one is the Shchita of Para Aduma, Va'achas Shal Paro, and one is the Shchita of the Par Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And what did I hear the distinction was? Achas kshera bizar, one of them can be done by a non-Kohen, as we know generally that shchita is kshera bizar, shchita can be done by a non-Kohen. Va'achas psula bizar. And I heard that one of those two that I just mentioned, making the distinction between Para Aduma and Yom Kippur, is not allowed to be done by a non-Kohen. V'lo yadana ha'minayu, and I don't know which one is which. So just to clarify in our minds, normally Shechita is kosher bizar. It's allowed to be done by a non-Kohen. And what Rav Yitzchak is teaching us is that either Para Aduma or Par Yom HaKippurim is unique, special, and it can only be done by a Kohen. The Gemara continues and tells us that Rav Yitzchak was right on target in his tradition that there's Para Aduma and there's Par Yom HaKippurim, and one of them is unique. But I can't remember which one. Itmar, the end of the line, we learned. Shechitas Para Uparo, the Shechita of the Para Aduma and the Shechita of his Par on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol's. Rav Shmuel is a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Chadamar paro psula, paro kshera. One says that para aduma would be pasul if it's not the Kohen, and his par on Yom Kippur would be kosher. V'chadamar paro psula, paro kshera. And one says it's the reverse. If we pause here for a moment, we can appreciate how Rav Yitzchak's statement came to be a tradition. Why would people say it like that? If anyway, every shchita is kosher bizarre, so they should really just have a tradition about which one is unique. Instead, Rav Yitzchak has a tradition that between the two of these, one of them is unique. That tradition presumably was coming because someone tried to do shorthand. Someone tried to make a mnemonic device regarding this machlokas of Rav and Shmuel. One, whether it's Rav or it was Shmuel, but one of them said that Para Aduma is unique, and one of them said that Par Yom HaKippurim is unique, and therefore the mnemonic device for it was Para Uparo. Between the two of them, one of them is unique. It depends if you're paskin like Rav or you're paskin like Shmuel. The Gemara proceeds to say, Testayim de Rav hu de Omar para psula. I'll bring you a proof that Rav is the one who says that para aduma is the case that it has to be done by a Kohen, and that the par of Yom HaKippurim can be done shchita bizar with a non-Kohen. De Omar Rav Zeira, because Rav Zeira taught, Shechitas para bizar psula, the shechita of para aduma cannot be done with a zar. V'omar Rav Allah, and Rav commented on that he approves of it because that's what the pasuk indicates. Elazar v'chuka shaninuba, because the pasuk says that it has to be done by Elazar. It's a chok, it has to be done exactly the way it's described. So you see that Rav is affirming the position which says that the Para Aduma has to be done shchita by a Kohen. If we were to stop here, by the way, we generally paskin like Rav if it's a toss-up between Rav and Shmuel. Generally, in such topics. Continues the Gemara, for Rav Maishna Pora Dechsiv Elazar V'chuka, why is Rav approving of Pora being unique? Because it says Elazar V'chuka, Paro Nam Yaksiv Aharon V'chuka. By the Avodah of Yom Kippur, it also indicates that it has to be Aaron. So the Gemara says, Shechita lav Avodahi. The fact is that Shechita is not really Avodah, and normally Shechita is kosher bizar with a non-kohen. Ask the Gemara, Ihacha paranami. So paraduma also should be kosher bizar, because if Shechita is not Avodah, it's not Avodah. And the Gemara gives an interesting response. Shiny para de koche beta kabayasi. Para is not really a carbon. It's being done outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's beta kabayas. Its kedusha level is different than a regular carbon. Ask the Gemara, v'lav kol dechen hu. Well, then certainly, if it's not even kodshim, it should certainly be kosher for a zar to do the shechita. The understanding of Para Aduma regarding its Shechita is like Saras. The Lava Avodahi, to declare whether someone is Tamei or Tahar but Saras, is not Avoda, but nevertheless, Bo'i Kuhuna, it needs a Kohen. Similarly, Para Aduma is going to require a Kohen to do the Shechita, even though it is not Avoda, it is simply something that is with a protocol. It requires Kahuna to do it. From this Gemara, we would certainly be leaning to say that Shechita of the Par on Yom HaKippurim can be done by a non-Kohen, and any requirement that the Kohen Gadol do it is really just the right way to do it, or maybe it's a derabbanon, but it's not the strict absolute law. But from this Gemara, we would assume that Para Aduma does require Shechita to be done by a Kohen. The Rambam, in Psulei HaMikdashim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, writes very specifically that if a Zor, a non-Kohen, Shecht, it's kosher, and he writes, even Para Aduma would also be kosher, She'ein lecha Shechita Psula Bezor, because there is no application that Shechita is pasul with a non-Kohen. Kesef Mishnah points out that our Gemara is not the end of this discussion, and the Rambam is paskening this question based on a Gemara further on. If you want to turn with me, you may. Mem Gimel Amid Beis 43b, pagination 86, about 10 lines from the top, at the end of a line, Tani Tano Kamei de Rabbi Yechanan. They taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaShechitos Kesheros Bizor Chutz Mishel Para, all Shechitos are kosher with a non-Kohen except for Para Aduma. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan responded, Pok Tani Livra, go say this somewhere else. Lo Matzinu Shechita Bizor Psula, we don't find a case that Shechita would be possible if a Zor did it. Certainly, we can require that a Kohen did it, etc., but ultimately it would not be possible if a non-Kohen did it. And the Kesef Mishnah says that that's exactly what the Rambam was referring to when he paskined with these very words. He's referring to the Shita of Rabbi Yechanan on Mem Gimel Amid Beis. The result is that even though Rabbi Yitzchak in our Gemara presented that either Yom Kippur or Para Aduma, whether you go like Rav or you go like Shmuel, but something is going to require specifically a Kohen, the fact is that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Rambam, and both of them would be kosher with a non-Kohen, and there are no exceptions. The question that's worthy of consideration, something that may very well be on your mind, is that we had a Mishnah regarding the shechting of the Tamid on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah can be found on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis 31b, pagination 62, where we were told that they brought the Kohen Gadol, the Tamid. He started the Shechita, he did the Shechita, a kosher Shechita, he cut enough that it was kosher, and then someone else came and finished the Shechita. And the Gemara over there discusses what the status of that extra cutting was. It's fascinating that Rashi over there on the Mishnah says, "Vigomar kohen acher shechita." That finishing off, even though it's not part of the avoda, but it did have to be done by a kohen. The Rambam, however, in Avodas Yom HaKippur in Perek Dalid Halacha Aleph, where he discusses the process of the day, makes no mention that this Meirek Acher Shechita, that finishing off, has to be done by a Kohen. The Rav in Mishnayis does not mention the requirement of the Kohen, but in a asterisk editor's note, Lashon Rashi, Rashi says Kohen Acher Shechita, that this Mirek, this added avoda to finish off the Shechita, should be done by a Kohen. So that remains as an item of discussion. But what we do know is that the Mishnah clearly states the Kohen Gadol should do the Shechita, but we're getting from the Psak of the Rambam that ultimately, if a Zor did the Shechita, even by the power of Yom HaKippurim, based on Rabbi Yechanan's ruling, even that would be kosher. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.